Hello, everybody. Welcome to Megan, Duchess of Advocacy World Podcast. I am your host, Special K Thoughts, a.k.a. Special K, better known in the world of Twitter. If this is your first time listening to this podcast and you are not a subscriber, I'm going to need you to go ahead and hit the subscribe button, please. I appreciate it very much. Well, yesterday was Thanksgiving, so I hope all of you squatties had a happy, happy Thanksgiving. I hope that you were able to get together with your loved ones and everybody was cool and chill and enjoyed the fellowship together. I know that my Thanksgiving was awesome. It was just awesome. I couldn't have asked for anything better. So squatties, you know, this podcast, I wanted to, you know, just really focus on the latest episode of Archetypes. You know, it was entitled Beyond the Archetypes. Human beings just being human beings, right? And the guests were Candace Bushnell and Michaela, I believe it's Michaela, J. Rodriguez, and Dr. Shefali Spari was back on the show. And Dr. Shefali Spari, she is the author of A Radical Awakening, and she's also the author of The Conscious Parent, which is a book that I've read probably three times, and I just absolutely love that book, and I recommend that book to all of the squatties that have minor children. It's really, really a good book. To be honest, I haven't read The Radical Awakening, but that's a book that I definitely will get my hands onto and that I will read. For those of you who do not know who Candace Bushnell is, she is actually the writer and the creator of Sex in the City, the TV show Sex in the City. And the way that she got her start on that was she actually used to be a writer. She used to write a column in the New York Observer. And that column actually turned into, you know, a book. And that book turned into the hit TV show Sex in the City. And for those of you who do not know who Michaela J. Rodriguez is, I need you to go outside and touch some grass. No, I'm just playing. But Michaela J. Rodriguez is a transgender actor, and he has played in different TV roles, and he is a very good actor, actress. And Michaela was on the FX channel TV show Pose. And Michaela actually was the first transgender to get an Emmy Award nomination. And Michaela was the first transgender to actually win a Golden Globe Award for his portrayal on Pose. So, you know, Michaela is definitely an historical actor, and he is a very good actor, and I was happy to see Michaela on this episode of Archetypes, Beyond the Archetype. Now, the reason why I wanted to focus on this episode, I actually listened to it twice, because the first time I listened to it, I didn't really realize how deep this episode was. I mean, the episode is deep, right? The first time I listened to it, I realized that the episode was deep, but I did not realize how deep this particular episode was until I listened to it the second time. And that's probably because I wasn't driving and I wasn't distracted. I actually listened to it the second time, sitting actually in my house and watching it and listening to it on my smart TV. But Squatties, you know, this is a very deep episode, you know, beyond the archetypes, you know, human beings, human, right? Where that's all we are. We're humans who are just being human beings. And that's basically what this episode was all about. But what I loved about this episode is the fact that it really makes you reconnect with your inner child, okay, or your inner young adult. You know, somebody who we don't think about often in our adult lives, right? Subscribers of Megan Duchess of Advocacy World podcast, I think I spoke about this before, but a lot of the subscribers are, you know, in their mid to late 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, and 70s. But the core group of subscribers are in their 40s and 50s. We do have some millennials who are subscribers, and we have Generation, what is it, Z? People who are in their teens and their early to mid-20s. We have those subscribers as well, but not that many. Not that many subscribers in that age group. The majority of subscribers to this channel are in their 40s and 50s. And you know, I there's no shame in my game. I have no problems admitting how old I am. I'm 42 years old. So Megan and I, you know, we're basically the same age, right? And to be honest, I have no idea what generation I am. I want to say Generation Y, but I'm not sure. I just know that my mom says that she is of the baby boomer generation. So she refers to my generation as the baby bust. But I don't know if that's correct or not. Anyways, back to this episode, right, of Archetypes, entitled Beyond the Archetype. Like I said, I listened to this episode twice. And the second time I listened to the episode, it struck me in a deep way. I mean, all of the episodes of Archetypes so far have really struck me in a deep way. But this was different. This episode was different for me. And like I previously said, with this episode really, or I should say highly encouraged you, and it should have motivated you to really want to reconnect with your inner younger self, right? Reconnect with the little girl that is still a part of your life today. Reconnect with the young woman who just graduated from high school. She is still a part of your life today. She's in there somewhere. Okay? And believe it or not, that little girl or that young lady is still guiding you in a certain way in your adult life. I'm pretty sure by now the majority of Squatties have listened to this episode. And so I do not believe that this is going to be a spoiler alert. And if it is, I'm sorry. But, you know, Megan, she goes back to her alma mater. She goes back to the Immaculate Heart where she graduated from. And she speaks to some young ladies who just graduated from high school. And, you know, they talk about what their future plans are, and they also talk about what type of archetypes have these young ladies dealt with at this period in their lives. And, you know, one of the young ladies talks about, you know, she can't stand the archetype bossy, right? She hates that word bossy. She doesn't like being labeled bossy. And another young lady speaks about the archetype, the B word. And I'm not going to say the B word. I'm not going to say it. I'll just say B word, because we did a live podcast and there were plenty of Megan Duchess of Advocacy World podcast subscribers. who let it be known that they do not like that word. So I'm not going to say that word during this podcast, but you guys know that I use the word, and I've admitted that I use the word, you know, when I'm amongst a certain crew of mine, right? But, you know, one of the young ladies was saying that an archetype that she can't stand is the B word. So, you know, Megan talked about how she spoke with some of the young ladies during a volleyball practice, and she spoke about, you know, walking through the hallways of the Immaculate Heart. And, you know, it was awesome to hear her speak about going back to her high school alma mater, which is the Immaculate Heart. But what I loved about that was that while Megan was having these conversations with these young ladies, it was obvious to me, or it appeared to me, that it took her back to a time when she was in high school, and she realized that some of the archetypes that these young ladies are dealing with are the same archetypes that she is dealing with right now as an adult, right now in the present. But for me, Special K Thoughts, hearing Megan speak to these young ladies definitely inspired me to want to reconnect with my inner 17, 18-year-old self at that time. It really got me remembering when I graduated from high school and what my dreams were and what type of archetypes was I dealing with at that time. And, you know, I hate to admit it, but I totally forgot about that 17, 18-year-old self. You know, I forgot that, you know, that she is still with me. She's still with me everywhere I go. And I haven't really been paying attention to her. So, you know, I definitely took time to go ahead and reconnect with the 17, 18-year-old Special K Thoughts. And while I was reconnecting with my 17, 18-year-old self, I realized that I almost didn't recognize her. I almost didn't recognize myself. I was really taken back by remembering the dreams that I had when I was 17, 18-year-old. You know, the feelings that I had, the excitement that I had, you know, the optimism that I had, I was so strong-willed and at that time, and I was a go-getter, and I felt like the world was mine, and I felt like I could do whatever the hell I wanted to do, and I really felt like, you know, I was going to make it, and I was going to be a success. That's how I felt. And after reconnecting with my 17, 18-year-old self and comparing her to where I'm at now, I couldn't help but say to myself, my God, what happened? What happened, Special K Thoughts? Like, what happened? And for those of you who listened to this episode, you know, Megan had Dr. Shefali Spari on here who talks about that, right? I mean, she talked about that. And she shed some light on what happens to our core selves as the years pass. And that's what I was asking myself when I reconnected with my 17, 18-year-old self. When I reconnected with the little girl inside of me as well, because I reconnected with her as well. I reconnected with my, you know, 5, 6, 7-year-old self. And, you know, like I said, you know, Megan had Dr. Shefali Sparri on here, who was the author of The Radical Awakening and The Conscious Parent. And, you know, she talks about that briefly on this episode. She talks about, you know, what happens to our core selves, right? What happens? Where does that person go? And she said she shed some light on that, you know, and she basically was saying that these archetypes that we deal with throughout our lives as we grow up, they actually become our mask. They actually become like our second skin. And we don't realize that these archetypes, they actually become our conditioning. Okay. And they condition us so much to the point to where we actually start to believe these archetypes, and we believe what they are and who they are as they apply to us, which leads us to become lost within ourselves. And when I listened to that part of what Dr. Shefali Sparri said, I thought, oh my God, you know, oh my God, like she's absolutely right. Now, I'm only applying this to myself, Special K Thoughts. But seriously, I thought, oh my God, she's right as that pertains to my life. You know, I have to a certain degree now, not all the way, right? To a certain degree, I have lost myself to a certain point. I've lost myself to a certain degree. As I've, you know, walked through this thing, walked through this path called life. And I just thought, wow, you know, she's absolutely right when it's pertaining to myself, that to a certain degree, I've let certain archetypes mask me, and they have become like a part of my second skin, right? And to a certain degree, I have kind of believed some of these archetypes. Not all the way, but to a certain degree, in certain situations in my life, I did believe these archetypes. Or I should say, I've let these archetypes set up barriers for me regarding certain things that I've wanted to do in life, regarding certain things that I wanted to achieve in life. But, you know, Dr. Shefali, she also says that, you know, the sidewalks of our childhood, you know, that we need to go ahead and reclaim those sidewalks of our childhood, because those sidewalks, they are like the last part of us. Remember as a kid growing up, how we would be outside all day long playing on the sidewalk? Right? That was my childhood. I don't know about you squatties, but I'm pretty sure that the majority of squatties that listen to this podcast had that type of childhood, to where you played outside all day and you played on the sidewalk all day and you were playing with your friends and you were either jump roping or you were doing what's the other thing that we used to do all the time? The hopscotch, right? Game, and you draw like squares with numbers, right? And when she said that, I mean, it just made me smile. It It really did. But she was saying that we need to reclaim the sidewalks of our childhood, right? Because once we do that, that's when things for us come full circle, okay? And I just had an aha moment when she said that, right? And when Megan says, well, I shouldn't say when she says, but when she asks her guests, right, to describe themselves when they were little girls, right, name three words that would describe you as a little girl. You know, Megan says that those three words don't simply serve as a reflection on the past, but those words are a chance for another kind of reflection. And she says that it's basically asking ourselves, who is the woman that is staring back at me today in the mirror? What has happened to that woman over the years? And how can I reconnect with some of those core tenets of my being? Because after all, that's what we are. We're human beings just being human beings. Just being whatever you were meant to be, however you were meant to be, with no labels, no types, no masks, outside of the box, just all natural. Just all of you. You know, that kid that was on the sidewalk dreaming about her endless possibilities. Where did she go? Where did that little girl or that young lady that just graduated from high school go? Where did she go? She's still inside of you, right? She's still inside of you. She hasn't gone anywhere. However, are you still listening to her? Are you paying attention to her? That's the question. And, you know, the answer for me, Special K Thoughts, is yes, I do pay attention to her. And I do listen to her. But I don't do it as much as I should. When I was a little girl growing up, I felt like I was the boss. I was very bossy when I was a little girl. Okay? And I was very optimistic when I was a little girl growing up. And I was very silly as a little girl growing up. Here, today, present, in the now. I'm still very silly. I still like to have a lot of fun. Okay? Optimistic. That's diminished. That has diminished some. I'm not as optimistic as I was as a little girl or as a 17, 18-year-old young lady who just graduated from high school. Bossy. Well, to be honest, I'm still bossy, but I'm not as bossy as I was as a little girl growing up. The bossy word. Okay. As a little girl growing up, I saw being bossy as something very positive. I did. I saw it as something that was very positive because I felt that my ideas and what I did was just better than everybody else. So everybody just needed to listen to me. Right? But here, now in the present, as an adult, There are times that I'm bossy. However, I do listen to other people's opinions, right? I will consider other people's opinions before I make the final decision. So, after reconnecting with the little girl inside of me and the 17, 18-year-old young woman who just graduated from high school, I would say that I was happy to realize that, you know, that little girl and that young lady hasn't really gone anywhere. She is still there with me, watching my every move and guiding me when I'm paying attention, right? When I'm paying attention. So I felt good about myself. Special K thoughts. I felt good about myself. But this episode of Archetypes was very eye-opening for me. And I'll just say this, that beyond the archetypes, I realized that right here, right now, at this present stage in my life, I haven't come full circle yet, but I'm almost there. I'm Special K Thoughts, and I'm out.